Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have on the line with us Dr. Agagu Matsebula, who's a member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. I trust you're well.
Yes, Doctor. Doctor, last week we were chatting to a professor from UKZN about a study that's been conducted in the UK, where they stated that there may have been a overprescription in terms of certain drugs to treat what we've classed over the years as a chemical imbalance. This study was done, and it was a peer review of papers from 1990 all the way to 2010, and it found that a lot of these cases of so-called chemical imbalance didn't in fact exist, and that there was most probably a massive overprescription of these kind of antidepressant drugs. But what's important for us today and the conversation we're having with you is to find out more about serotonin. What is it? How does it occur in our body? And what role does it play in our psyche?
That's an excellent question. So serotonin is what's called a neurotransmitter. And that's just a big word for the messenger that the brain uses. Different parts of the brain communicate with each other using these chemical messengers. It is important to note that serotonin is one of a multitude of these chemical messengers that the brain uses. You have one called noradrenaline, you have another one called dopamine, and these all work together. In essence, serotonin comes about following quite a long chemical process that happens in the brain, and it works in different parts of the brain to cause different effects, such as mood effects. That's why when serotonin levels go down, we do see people presenting with depressive symptoms.
We talk about serotonin levels. You've mentioned dopamine. Are there natural ways for us, without having to revert to the use of medication, to increase these levels so that we can live a healthier mental health life?
Yes, definitely. So if a person is well and they don't have any illness, for example, a way to keep, in essence, the body humming along like a well-oiled machine would be just to live a healthy lifestyle, reduce the salt intake, reduce the fat intake, have moderate levels of exercise, trying to avoid illicit substances, as well as taking whatever medication that any doctor might give to you. We do know that these measures are the ones that make sure that these chemical messengers are kept at an optimal level in the brain.
So, Doctor, I have concern that with the rising inflation rates, petrol prices, and repo rate, we're going to see an onset of depression. Is this a type of depression that is clinical, or is this a depression brought on by factors? And what should people do if they know somebody around them is feeling depressed?
Oh, that's such a beautiful question. So this your question in actual fact touches on a previous debate which was held in psychiatry decades ago. And that was, is depression brought about by external factors like the stresses that you mentioned, or internal factors? And we now know that it does come about because of an interaction of these external and internal factors. You've quite rightly put it. There's a lot going on out there, and it is weighing extremely heavily on people's minds. If we have some concerns about either a friend or a family member or a work colleague, and we worry that this person is starting to go under, as it were, from these stresses, it's always helpful to check in with them, to ask how are they doing, how are they feeling, are they still able to attend to all important commitments. And if the concern is there that maybe they do need an extra hand, it does help to ask them to either go see the workplace support system if one exists, or they can go consult with their local clinic or their family doctor, i.e. general practitioner. And if the referral is required to be seen by a psychiatrist, then the referral will be made.
Dr. Agagu Matsebula, member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Agagu Matsebula was chatting to us about the importance of serotonin in our body and other issues pertaining to depression. And this is following on that study that we spoke about last week, where they found that there may have been an over-prescription of certain antidepressants.